Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Beis in Meseches Psachim. It is the 354th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to begin discussing a mishnah of someone who eats Trumas Chametz bePesach and the Halachas. The Gemara will discuss when you calculate, just one minute, Shlomo Zalman. The Gemara is going to discuss when we calculate Hesed Truma, whether you calculate it based on its market value or based on its volume. The Gemara will discuss whether we say kimle bidrabimine if one eats the chametz of another's on Pesach, as well as general halachas about eating truma on Pesach. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss whether the lowest volume of truma that one would be chayiv on is followed by a kezayis or by a shvei pruta, whereby the Gemara will introduce the possibility that if one eats less than a kezayis, maybe one would not be chayiv a chomesh if you ate it b'shogeg, despite the fact that normally eating truma b'shogeg requires the payment of a chomesh as well. And the Gemara will compare some of these halachos to the halachos of me'ilah and conclude our daf. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Lamed Aleph on the base, 5 lines from the bottom. Zok Tehelig in Mishnah. Echel Trumas Chametz bePesach. If someone eats the Truma of Chametz on Pesach, B'Shoigeg Mishal Ekerim V'Chomesh, B'Mezid Potem Itashlum in Umid Mei Eitzim. If he ate it B'Shoigeg, so then in such a case he pays the core value, the Keren, as well as an added fifth. However, if he's B'Mezid, Rashi explains, as our Gemara will flesh out, that since on Pesach, Chametz does not have any value, and once he's down at B'mezid, he pays like a gazlan, and he would only pay based on the damim. Chametz b'Pesach doesn't have a value because it's aser bana, and he doesn't even pay for the truma at its value as used as firewood because it is aser bana. Rashi adds that in contrast to mezid, shogeg is calculated by its mida, its measurement. And even though the Trumas Chametz has no value on Pesach, however, Shogeg is calculated based on the measurement, and the measurement of Truma was there. The Gemara will flesh out this idea. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Meseches Trumas and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Ha'echel Truma b'Shogeg, if someone eats Truma b'Shogeg Mishal and Keren v'Chomesh, he pays both the Keren as well as the Chomesh. Echad ha'echel v'echad ha'shoise v'echad ha'sach, Echad Truma Tmea, Vechad Truma Tahira. All of these types of usages from all these types of Trumas, Mishalim Chomesh, you would pay also a fifth. V'chumsha d'chumsha. And if he, after he designated an extra fifth, he ate from it, then he would pay a fifth of that fifth as well, if he ate from that fifth. Because the payment turns into Truma. Period. Yiboylu, the Gemara asks, Shai, look, is Mishalim when he pays? L'fimida Mishalim. Does he pay based on the measurement, or does he pay based on the value? Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Rashi gives us the background of the Shaila, 4 lines into the narrow Rashi. Since we see when it comes to Truma B'Shoigeg, the way you're supposed to reinstate Truma is by paying back the fruits that you ate, and not the money. So now, once we see that the Torah is makbid, that you pay back in terms of fruits, so how do you calculate? Do you calculate based on the measurement or based on the value? Rashi adds, as we mentioned before, that when it comes to gazlan, there it's a davar pashut, that gazlan you pay based on the damim. But since when it comes to truma, the Torah is makbid, that you pay back the actual payrus, we have room for this question. The Gemara clarifies this question. Kol heicha. Any case where the fruits have gone down in value, so then even though you will achieve the kapara possibly by paying one zuz, but at the end of the day, the hefsid mammon that you gave the kohen, you cannot just simply get away with giving a zuz. Lefi damim, deloy gara migazla, it's no less than a gazla. A gazla would have to pay kishas hagzeilo, disnan, as we learn in the famous sugya in Bava Kamma, the famous Mishnah, tzadigim olam beis kol, a gazla mishalmin kishas hagzeilo. A gazla pays the value at the time of the gzeilo. Kiti boilach, when do we have the question? Tmei kara shavya zuza, lubsav shavya arbaf. It started out at the time of the achilas truma, the iser, it was worth ezuz, and then in the end it was worth 4. Mai, what would halacha be? Lefi mida de shalim, does he pay based on the measurement? To amar le giyura achal griva mishalim, he ate a griva, and therefore he should pay that amount. And the fact that a griva is now worth 4 times is irrelevant. He'll have to pay that larger amount. By Dilma, lefi dam mishalim, or does he pay based on its value at that particular time? Bezuza achal, bezuza mishalim. And when he ate it, it was worth a zuz, and therefore all he has to do is pay a zuz. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof, says Gemara, from Asugi in Erevin, Achal Gregoris, Vishilen Loit Marim. If he ate Gregoris, which is dried dates, and then he paid back with Tamarim, which are worth more, that are not dry, Tavala of Bracha. Then, in such a case, we praise him. If you say that it's based on Mida Mishalim, that all he has to do is pay back the same measurement, that's why we say he deserves a bracha. He gave back the same weight, but he gave back a greater value, and therefore he deserves credit. But if you're going to say he pays based on the value, does he deserve to be praised? He ate something that was worth azuz. Bezuza kamishalim, and he paid back azuz worth. He paid back azuz worth of tamarim, which was much less than the original weight of grogris, but he paid back the same value. If he just paid back the same value, why does he deserve praise of a bracha? He was mafsid azuz, and he paid back azuz. It must be that the way you pay back is lefi mida. Amar Abai said, no, lo'ilum fi damim mishalim. Really, you pay me fi damim. Then v'amay tavol bracha. Then why do we praise him? At the end of the day, he damaged the zuz worth of grogris, and he paid back a smaller weight of te'ein tmarim that was also worth a zuz. The achol midid lo kavitz lazvini, he had eaten and damaged truma that people generally do not want to buy, because shalom midid the kavitz lazvini, even though each one is worth a zuz, there is still more demand for a smaller amount of tmarim. The Gemara now connects this discussion of Mishalim Lefi Dam or Mishalim Lefi Mida and this above-mentioned Shaila to our Mishnah of Ha'eichel Trumas Chametz B'Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tanan, Ha'eichel Trumas Chametz B'Pesach, we learn that our Mishnah on the bottom of Laman Aleph on the base of someone eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach B'Shoigim Mechalim Shalim Kerin V'Chaimish. He pays the principal as well as V'Chaimish. Iyam Mishalim Lefi Mida Mishalim Shapir. If we're going to say that we assess the damage of Truma in terms of volume and weight, so then in such a case, I understand why the fellow is going to be culpable. Eli Yarmit Lefi Damim Mishalim. But if you say it's calculated based on value, Chametz BePesach Bar Damim Hu? Is Chametz on Pesach of value? It has no value. It's Aser BaAchila and Aser BaAna. Says the Gemara, you're right. L'chura, that would prove that we calculate the damage of Trumas Chametz in terms of Mida. However, there's one opinion we could work with. In Hamani Reb Yossi Aglilihi, it's true that it has value. Yes, it does have value, according to Reb Yossi Aglili. The Amar we learned earlier on Chav Ches on the base, Reb Yossi Aglili is the opinion, Chametz Pesach Mutter Bahano. The Chametz Pesach is actually Mutter Bahano. Says the Gemara, okay, let's calculate all the way. What about the latter part of the Mishnah? If the fellow did it b'mezit, so then in such a case, he's exempt from its value in terms of tashlumin, even its value as firewood. If we're following Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it has value. Now, if you recall, in our Mishnah, we gave Rashi's explanation. Rashi's explanation will be expressed later on in the Gemara, but now we'll follow the lead of the Gemara itself. What is the difference between mezid and shogeg? Why is it that when it comes to shogeg, we consider that it has value and therefore one is chayiv, yet when it comes to mezid, you're pater min hatashlumin? Answers the Gemara, Savar laka Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. The seif is going to be in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, which is primarily found in the third parak, Dav Lamed in Ksubis, but also we had reference to it as well on Chavtes Amid Aleph, that says that we say Kimle b'derabim minei in regards to
kares as well, which means that if an individual is chayev kares, yet chayev mamon, he will get the greater punishment, the kares, and he doesn't have to pay. So too over here, the fellow is chayev kares for eating chametz on Pesach, and therefore he's exempt from the tashlumen. The sanyas we learned in Braiser, Mechuni ben Akana, he said, just like the halach is in Shabbos, if one throws an arrow four amos, shoots an arrow more precisely, and it cuts through a garment on Shabbos, and therefore one would be chayiv for the ma'aseh Shabbos as well as for the damage of the garment. However, once there's kim levi d'rabbanei, he's exempt for the chiyuv tashlumen, so too if he eats trumas chametz on Pesach. So right now, the Gemara's explanation for the distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa is that in the Reisha, one is going to be chayiv for eating Trumas Chametz bePesach because, A, we measure the damage of Truma in terms of Midah, not Damim, or B, that we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that says that Chametz does have value on Pesach because it's Mutter Bahana, and the Seifa is following the opinion that says that there is kimlei b'derabmine, where one eats b'mezid, and therefore one is exempt for the tashlumen. We put a period, and the Gemara, halfway through the wide lines on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, continues by suggesting the question of l'fi damim l'fi midah is a machlokes tanoim. Ki tanoim, there is a machlokes tanoim that supports either position. Ha'echol trumas chametz b'pesach patur min tashlumen b'dmei eitzim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that one is patur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayif. While Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said one is chayv, Rabbi Akiva argued Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri the argument that we mentioned above, and that is that at the end of the day there is no value. Why would one be chayv as no value? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, uma hana yesh lo echol truma tmei b'shar kol imos hashan shem shalim. What about the rest of the year? In the rest of the year, when it comes to Truma Tameya, which the only thing one could do with it, because it's Tameh, even a Kohen can't eat it, it needs to be burnt, and yet, if a person eats it, he pays. So too, the same halacha says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in regards to Chametz of Truma on Pesach. Amar loy loy, Rabbi Akiva said, no, there's a distinction. Im amart b'truma tmeya b'shayim ha'shana, sh'afal b'shayin lo ba heter achila, even though you can't eat it, yesh lo ba heter asaka, you could use it to burn, you could derive benefit from it. Instead of spending wood on firewood, you could use it for firewood. In contrast to this, that it can't be used for anything. What is it like? Chametz on Pesach, it's more comparable. These are foods that are very juicy and cannot be used as firewood, and you're stuck. And since you're stuck over there, you can't use it for anything. If you go l'fi damim, the halacha is that you're going to be potter to pay. Rashi and Dibar Maskel Truma Tusin Va'anovim adds that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will disagree. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will hold that since you pay l'fi midah, we don't look at the value. When it comes to the Tusin V'rimonim, even though it doesn't have any damim, it still has midah. And since it has volume, you have a responsibility to pay back the volume. So we see the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, both vis-a-vis Trumas Tmeya, as well as when it comes to Chametz B'Pesach, is the same issue. And that is, and when it comes to Truma, are you paying l'fi damim or l'fi midah? The Gemara continues to quote the Braisa. B'med dvarim amurim, when did we say the halacha that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, whether you chayiv on the chametz? That's only b'mafrish truma v'chmitza. He designated the truma, and then it became chametz. Avol mafrish trumas chametz, but if he had separated trumas chametz, designated truma, that was chametz, divrei hakol ein kedusha, then in such a case, it doesn't have the status of kedusha. And that's going to be explained in the Gemara later on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, why that's so. Okay, so right now we've suggested that the issue of l'fi dam and l'fi midah is dependent on the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya idach. We learned in another brisa. V'nasan ha'kayin es ha'kaydesh. You'd give the kayin the kaydesh, the truma. Davar roili es kaydesh. That only applies to those things the pasuk is indicating that can become kaydesh. Prat, that comes to exclude the oichel trumas chametz bePesach, someone who eats trumas chametz on Pesach, shepatur min hatashlumen d'mei eitzim, because it's not ra'ui for it to be chametz right now, so he can't give it to the kohen right now, so therefore he doesn't have to give it to him even after Pesach as well. Again, prat loichel trumas chametz. So Pesach shapatim et hashlumim d'mei etzim di Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Rebbe Elazar chasma mechayiv. Rebbe Elazar chasma held that one is chayiv. Amale Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Rebbe Elazar chasma v'chimana yeshloi boy. Why should he pay back? What type of hana exists on Pesach that he's chayiv to pay back the hana from trumas chametz? Amale Rebbe Elazar chasma v'chimana ben Yaakov v'chimana yeshloi. The same argument that we saw earlier between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. What type of hana is there when it comes to truma tmeya in the rest of the year? Shemeshalim that he has to pay. Amalei loy im amrit betruma tmeya b'shayim moshe shana shalva pishin lo baheter achila yesh baheter asaka. It could be used for firewood. Time b'zushin lo ba lo heter achila lo heter asaka. Amalei Rabbi Elazar chasma came back to him. Af b'zu yesh lo ba heter asaka. It can be used. Shimrotz HaKoyin, Meritz Lefnei Kabel, he could throw in front of his dog, O Masiga Tachas Tachshila, or he could use it to heat up his food. It's clear Rabbi Elazar Chisma is assuming that's Mutar Ba'ana, as the Gemara will bring out. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Kulu Svir Luhu Chametz BePesach Aser Ba'ana. They all hold that Chametz BePesach, notice we haven't mentioned Rabbi Elazar Ben Chisma's name, all the three other Tanaim say Chametz Pesach is Aser Ba'ana. Ubahak Pligi. And the Machlokis revolves around the following. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva, as we mentioned above, holds Lefi Domim Mishalim. And that's why Rabbi Akiva learned halfway through Amud Aleph that the Allah is that one is Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Uri Savar Lefi Mida Mishalim. Rabbi Yochanan Uri holds that you pay Lefi Mida, as we were Masbir as well. Says the Gemara Pshita. That was how we had learned earlier. That's Pasha. What was Abaye adding? Mao the same Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ki Rabbi Akiva svir leidam lefi dam mishalim. I would have thought that he holds like Rabbi Akiva that you pay lefi dam. Why? But why is it that he holds your potter, your chayiv? Excuse me. For us, my new time to come a chayiv. The reason why he holds his chayiv shum the savlak Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because he's going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, as could very well be the opinion of Blazer Chisma. Since Mutar Ba'ana, it has value. Since it has value, you have to pay. Kamash Malon, the Chidush is that no. That's what Abaye was trying to bring out. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema Hachinami. How do we know that that's not so? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri is going within the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bahaglili, that's Mutar Ba'ana. Says the Gemara, In Kei Nahadele Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, the Rabbi Akiva. Kei Mahadele Rabbi Elazar Chisma, the Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri didn't retort that you could throw it in front of the dog and put it under the tavshil indicates that he wasn't going with that argument, but rather the argument that we saw earlier was an argument of Lefi Mida Mishalim, that the financial worth is not critical in determining whether there's a chiyuv to pay Tashlumei Truma. The Gemara continues to analyze of truma. Tanu Rabbanan, 10 lines from the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Oichel kezayis truma, mishalim keren v'choymish. If a person eats a kezayis of truma, so then he pays the principal as well as a fifth. Abishol oimer, Abishol adds, achi eba shava pruta. The only time you pay is if the truma was worth a pruta. The Gemara assumes that there is a machlokis here between the Tanu Kama and Abishol. Abishol is not just adding, but rather he was disagreeing with the Tanakama. My time at the Tanakama. What's the rationale of the Tanakama? Amakra, the ish kiyach al kodesh bishgaga. The Torah says a person that eats kodesh bishgaga, then in such a case he has to pay back in vayikra chav beis. No mention of value. It doesn't say ish kiyach al pruta shal kodesh. It says achila. So v'achila b'kizayis, and the shear is a kizayis. V'abishol my time. And what's Abishol's reason for a pruta? Amakra v'nasan, because the Torah says v'nasan l'kayin ve'ein nesina pachas mishava pruta, and there's no nesina that's less than a pruta. V'idach nami, what's the other one going to say at the end of the day? It says v'nasan. He's going to point to the yochal. So what would Shol say back? Haksiv yochal. Ahu prat l'mazik huda asa. It's not coming to tell us the shear. It's coming to tell you only if you eat as opposed to destroy. V'tanakama haksiv v'nasan. But at the end of the day, what's the Tanakama going to do with v'nasan? He said that we emphasized achila. Abishol emphasized the nesina. How is the Tanakama going to explain the word v'nasan? Ahumi ba'ilei l'davar haroi liyos kodesh. It's coming to tell us the pasuk of v'nasan says v'nasan l'kodesh l'koyin es hakodesh, coming to tell us that it needs to be a davar roi liyos kodesh. Why it needs to say v'nasan is discussed in Taisus Dibur HaMaschil ahu. The Gemara continues to discuss the halachas of someone who eats truma and damages, and at times has to pay. Tan rabbanu eichel truma pachas mikizayis. If he ate truma, less than mikizayis, mishalim esakarim ve'eino mishalim esachoymish. He pays the principal but doesn't pay the added fifth. Asks the Gemara, hechidami, what exactly is the case? Eid less be shava pruta, if it's less than a shava pruta, can renami lo shalom. Then he should not pay even the principal, as we learned above, according to the opinion of Abishol. Feed is by shav pruta, and if it's worth a shav pruta, chaimish nami l'shalim. Then in such a case, he should also pay the chaimish. Says Gemara la'olam dis by shav pruta. Why then does he not pay the chaimish? Afilu hachi kim de lespek zayis mishalim esakaren ve'eino mishalim esachaimish. In order to pay the chaimish, it needs to be a kizayis worth of food. Now the Gemara analyzes. Is it consistent entirely with Abishol that we learned above? Amru Rabban Kamed Rapapa. Hadalo Kabishol. Di Kabishol Ha'amar. If it were going to Abishol, Abishol had said, Kivin Sheish Bashava Pruta, Afagadu Lesbe Kazayas. Abishol says, you follow the Pruta, you don't take the Kazayas into account. Amru Rav Papa, no. You could fit into Abishol. Afil Tame Abishol. Abishol Tarti Boy. Abishol needs both a Kazayas as well as a Shavapruta. And in truth, if you look back above to Abishol, 13 lines from the top, and Lamebez, all Abishol said was Ad Shehebo Shavapruta, that it needs to be a Shavapruta. That does not mean to say it doesn't also need to be a Kizayis. Ask the Mara, well, is that so? What about a Tosefta? That doesn't seem to be consistent with this. Me boy Abishol Tarti is Abishol need both for Tanan. But didn't we learn in a Tosefta Abishol Amr Eshesh Bashav Pruta Chayiv B'Tashlumin Eshein Boy Shava Pruta Eino Chayiv B'Tashlumin? He said Beferish, if it has a Shava Pruta, you're Chayiv. It sounds like that's all you need. And if it doesn't, then you don't pay. It sounds like there's only one criterion. Amru Lo Amr Shava Pruta Ela Inyam Mi'ila Bilvad. The Chacham came back to Abishol in this Tosefta, and they rejected him because they said that this whole criteria of Shavapruta is only in regards to Me'ila, that it's not considered Choshuv in terms of being Mazik Hegdish if it's a Shavapruta. But Avala Truma, in a Chayvat Shebo Kizayis, Truma, use the dictates of a Kizayis. V'imis, and if you're going to say, Kimon Sheeshbo Kizayis, Mi Boile, that Abishol also needs a kizayis, then why is it that Abishol didn't add the words kivan sheyeshbo kizayis? That'll be chayev if it's a shavapruta because it also has a kizayis. Tiyufta. So this is a bomb question on those who say tarti ba'inan, even though that is a possibility in the above braisa, 13 lines on the top, on lamebez, lamebez, nevertheless, the Tosefta in Trumas expressly rejects this. The Gemara continues, V'afra Papa Hadarbe, Rav Papa himself also changed his mind. The Sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Torah describes in regards to Mila, Nefesh Kisim Al Mal, V'chota B'shgoga Mikodshe Hashem, in the beginning of Ayikra Perakei, V'hevi Es Hashem El Hashem, Ayol Tamim Min Hatzayim, Torah describes, V'chota B'shgoga, Prat L'mezid comes to preclude a mezid, that someone who violates Me'ila B'mezid is going to not bring a carbon. That pasuk is talking about the carbon and stafka b'shogeg. Asks the Gemara v'alo dinu. Why do we need this pasuk? Don't you have a kal v'chomer? Umashar mitzvah shechai ben kares poter ben es amezid. All mitzvahs that have a chiyuv kares, amezid doesn't bring a carbon. Mila shem b'kares ein din shen poter es amezid. And in the braisa they rejoined, loy im amrit b'shar mitzvah shekein l'chai ben misa. All other mitzvahs don't have a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Toim rebe milosh, chayiv ba misa, tamalem rebe shkaga prat l'mezid. So that's why we need that gzeres hakosuf. The Gemara analyzes this braisa. Va'amar le'rev Nachman bar Yitzchak le'rev Chiya bar Avin. Rev Nachman was bothered, the braisa doesn't make sense. Hay tana me'ikara, in the beginning, we thought that shar mitzvahs are going to be the chamur because they have kares. Me'ikara limalei kares. Comparing that to Mi'ila, which has Misa B'dei Shemaim. So the assumption was Kiaris was stronger. Ula B'self Alimelei Misa, and then you change your mind, you just say that Misa is stronger. And to say that they simply forgot that Misa B'dei Shemaim exists by Mi'ila is not correct. It was a cogent argument. What was the original argument? It can't be a cogent argument if he had simply forgotten a piece of information. This is a general rule that there is a decent svara, even in the Hava Amin as well. V'amalei hachi kamar. No, he said, this is what the kavachom was. Lo, imarmet b'shar mitzvahs shekem lo chayi behen misa b'pachos mikizayis. It was much more nuanced. It was that there isn't a chiyum misa b'dei shemayim less than the kizayis. Tomer b'mila shechayi b'ha misa b'pachos mikizayis. That was the original kavachomer. And to which the Gemara had retorted that Mi'ilah has a strength, not because of Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Misa B'dei Shemayim we consider, here it seems from the Gemara, that it's weaker. However, Mi'ilah has its unique strength, and that's Chayv in Pachos Mikizais. V'amalei Tanoach Daitcha Sheinachta Ed Daiti. Your mind should be rested because you helped me understand, rest my mind that I understand the Braisa. V'amarle, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, "My nichusa, you're rested. There's still another problem. The Rabbi Rav Sheshes Shadu by Narga. Rabbi Rav Sheshes asked a question on this. Man Shamis Lamed Omar, his bimila bimisa, Rebbe. The Gemara is going to recount Rav Papa's position." That even Rav Papa holds that you don't need both a kezayis as well as a kezayis. That you need both a pruta and a kezayis. And the Gemara is going to do this in discussing this opinion of hizib b'mila b'misa. That's the opinion of Rebbe. The sanyas we learned in Braisa, hizib b'mila, if somebody was mazed b'mila, Rebbe amir b'misa chacham amir b'azar. Rebbe says it gets misa b'dei shemayim, chacham say no, it's an iser lav. Any time of the Rebbe, amir Rebbe avo, gamar chet chet mitruma. He learns a gzera shava from truma, ma truma b'misa, af mila m'ila b'misa. Umina, and from it, ma truma b'kizayis, af m'ila b'kizayis. That's the critical part. Just like truma has a kizayis, says the Gemara, 5 lines from the top of Lama Gimel and Alf, so too m'ila is kizayis. Umaskef lo Rav Papa, and Rav Papa asked, ma de Rebbe k'rabbanon svirle, how do we know that Rebbe learned like the Rabbanon? Dil makabe shol svirle, maybe he held like Abba shol, the Omar Yeshba Shava Pruta, and he doesn't require a Kazayis, Afagav de Lespa Kazayis. So you see, Beferish, that Rav Papa at the end of the day did not hold that you need a Kazayis. Rav Papa Udamar Shmuel Tarti Boy, didn't we say earlier Rav Papa held that you need both? El Shmamina Hadar Bey. So we see that in the end of the day, Rav Papa was Chayzer. Bezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf that we've gotten into, I think we set a record going 10 lines into the daf of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, we will analyze more this kalachomer of Shar Mitzvahs to the halachos of Mi'ila. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Beis in Meseches Pesachim.